B104.3. So we're getting ready to chat with Danny Houston for Coffee with Kane.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Yeah, I'm waiting on a phone call from actor Danny Houston. Now, he played Dan in Yellowstone, who was this sleazy developer who ended up dead. But he's also had a lot of other roles. And if you look up Danny Houston, you might not immediately realize that he's the son of director John Houston and the half-brother of Angelica Houston. And so I'm going to ask him about that when we get to talk to him. But, you know, I'm excited because this is one of those times where this is a very big actor who I came to know him through something other than what he necessarily is famous for. And of course, with Coffee with Kane, it is always fueled by Scooters in Farmington.
You're listening to Coffee with Kane, fueled by Scooters Coffee in Farmington.
Okay, so we're just kind of chilling until the phone rings. And when it does, we get to talk with Danny Houston. B104, this is Audra.
Hey, Audra, it's Brandon with Premiere again.
Hey, Brandon.
So let me connect you, and we can make sure you guys can hear each other.
Okay.
Hi, Audra.
Good morning. You got me there?
I got you.
Awesome. Well, I've got you as well. Thank you. Thanks, Brandon.
Got it.
Well, Danny Houston, what a pleasure to talk with you this morning.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Well, so I was a little surprised looking back at your history, and I'm not going to lie to you, I just talked with Jefferson White of Yellowstone, so that kind of upped my game a little bit on wanting to get to visit with you. You are a British-American actor, director, screenwriter. How have you kept the Houston name a secret? Because this was something that escaped me. Does it surprise people sometimes that you are a member of the family of filmmakers?
It does surprise people. I wasn't aware I was keeping it a secret. Proud to be my father was John Houston. My grandfather was Walter Houston. My sister Angelica. My nephew Jack. It's very much family business.
Very much so, and you have been in so many different genres, different story types. And it's kind of amazing because you were the Axeman on the FX series American Horror Story, and on two different you know what I'm talking about. But then you go to Dan from Yellowstone and Jamie from Succession, and then to this movie, because The Artist, or I should say this series, The Artist, it's different. And it kind of, I will say, I have not seen it, but I have watched the trailer. Tell us about this story and how you would describe it. I would say it's very eccentric.
It's called The Artist. It has these historical figures in it. I play Edgar Degas. Hank Azara plays Thomas Edison. Ever Anderson plays Evelyn Nesbit. And we're invited to this home, a mansion, and Mandy Patinkin plays the owner, and Janet McTeer is his wife. And it's a conceit of sorts. These historical characters are invited in this home. This has never happened, of course, but it becomes a whodunit, sort of Agatha Christie, in a sense, type of situation, where there's a murder, somebody dies, and we find out who the culprit was, and it's beautifully written, I believe, by Aaron Rappaport, directed by him, produced by him, and also he's created the network, which he's releasing it through, so it's very independently minded. It's rude. It's irreverent. And also historical in certain parts.
Oh my goodness, rude! That is the perfect word for it. I'm like watching and I'm thinking, these people don't seem to like each other very much. Your character is not as obvious in the trailer, but I want to know: are we going to get more of you? Because you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yes, you will get more of me. So Edgar Degas, you know, I never knew that he was, you know, these beautiful pastels, these purples and blues and pinks and technically superb works were being painted by a man that was going blind. He became very, very, very detached from other impressionists. He wasn't really interested in that world, and he became lonely and rather crotchety. He's invited to this mansion by Mandy Patinkin's character to paint their poodles, and calls them poodles. Nothing could be more humiliating for him. But he's that's his destiny for that particular moment in time. We discover his interactions with all the other characters that are also historic.
Was there anything about the cast that felt surreal to you? Because you're working with people like you said, Mandy Patinkin, Hank Azaria, Patti LuPone, Zachary Quinto, Catherine McPhee. These are not all actors or actresses that I would have expected to be placed together. Was there something that felt different or a little more cerebral to you?
The action is very much the dialogue in this piece, you know, and just to be in the company of all of these great actors certainly kept me on my toes because there were like pistols, bullets going in all directions, so that was a real treat, but also fed into just a little adrenaline that was required to work at the sort of neck-breaking sort of pace.
Yes, yes, very, very fast. Lots of, you know, you. So two parts that this is in, and like you said, it's written and directed by Aaron Rappaport. What is something that you would say as an actor, director, screenwriter makes you the most proud about your profession?
Well, I mean, serving this kind of writing is wonderful. What makes me proud about the profession? You know, going against the stream sometimes, you know, just you know, we're here with the network. What's really exciting is that we're creating our own release. You know, audiences have to make a bit of an effort to get onto the network and upload this app, but it's independent. It's independently minded. It's doing things that are different, and we're competing with giants, you know. And so as far as our release pattern, and so that's exciting. And when that works, that gives me a certain amount of pride.
Yeah, I could see that, kind of a David and Goliath situation with that. The network.stream is where the program can be accessed. The artist, wow, I was surprised to get an opportunity to chat with you, Danny Houston, of so many different films. And then I wasn't joking. I actually did talk to Jefferson White of Yellowstone. So it kind of feels like I've got a little bit of a Yellowstone edge here with Morning Go lately. So, well, thank you so much for chatting with me. I look forward to getting to see it in its entirety. Part one is out. Part two of The Artist premieres on Christmas. Danny Houston, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Pleasure chatting with you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. So there you go. Danny Houston. Who knew? I learned something new all the time. And when I get to learn something new about an actor that I had a preconceived notion about, it makes it even better. I like it that much more. So anyway, I will post that up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify ASAP. And again, don't forget that Coffee with Kane is brought to you by...
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum! Scooters!